In a two-page statement, the governor announced he'll call for a new state law to require Duke Energy close the coal ash ponds at its retired coal plants and convert its storage methods at its still running plants. Conversion could mean storing the ash dry or finding ways to recycle, such as using it for landfill as proposed at Charlotte Douglas Airport. State Environmental Secretary John Skovarlis says the bottom line is stopping the pollution.
This legislation is another attempt to accelerate the cleanup and closure of these coal ash ponds, or to do whatever is the correct thing to do with the coal ash ponds and not be bogged down in litigation for the next 10 years.
Environmental groups were quick to criticize the plan. The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman points out the plan would not necessarily require Duke to excavate the ash to lined landfills. It could potentially stay covered and dry on the banks of waterways.
It's incomplete and inadequate. It does not require Duke Energy to clean up its coal ash pollution or its dangerous coal ash storage.
I wish the world were that simple.
Secretary Skovarlis again.
In 33 ponds with 106 million tons of coal ash, it might sound good in a soundbite, but in practical reality, we have to give ourselves the flexibility to do what is right.
The closing of ash ponds at retired plants is the big-ticket item, but the plan also includes more inspections of ponds and tighter regulation of dams and coal ash waste. The governor also says he'll request funding in his next budget for 19 more employees at the environmental agency. Lawmakers have cut hundreds of staff since 2009, including 10% of water resources employees in March. Duke Energy says it's reviewing the plan. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.